And the market down yesterday considerably. And inflation numbers coming out. John Taylor with us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to talk about some of that. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bill. And just remember, of course, there is no inflation. That's what we're continuing to be told by the Fed. This morning we get the PPI, that's the Producer Price Index, inflation at the wholesale level. Tomorrow we get the CPI. But the number this morning is really, really incredibly high. Market was expecting the PPI to be up 0.2%. It was up 0.8%. These are wholesale inflation numbers. Year over year, the number's up 6.9%. If you take out food and energy, the stuff that we use every day, which, of course, is ridiculous to think of, but if you do, you get the core PPI number. It was expected to be at 0.1. It was at 0.2. So that number very hot, and we're getting just tons of earnings. Some of the people that are occupying in the Occupy Wall Street protest sitting up there may be happy this morning because some of the bad numbers being reported, Goldman Sachs, which I guess is the poster child for the kind of companies they're protesting against. Goldman Sachs reported a huge loss, $393 million for the quarter. The other thing I guess that they're cheering is that their revenue's down in all of their divisions. Investment banking revenue down 33%. Institutional client services revenue down 13%. Investing and lending down. Investment management down. Bank of America, however, reporting a significant gain, making $6.2 billion. However, that's not really all it appears to be because $3.6 billion of that gain came on the sale of their interest in the China Construction Bank. But this is good, 56 cents profits versus a 77 cent per share profit in the same quarter of last year. And Citigroup reporting earnings were up 74%. And their numbers were primarily, the improvement there led was primarily because of an improvement in terms of loan losses. So that's good news. If we look at some of the other companies, and there are just tons of them out this morning, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, but let's look at some that may tell us what's happening with the consumer. Harley-Davidson reporting strong profits, 38 cents a share profit. versus 38 cents last year, higher than Wall Street expected. But here's what was interesting. Worldwide sales of hogs up 5.1%. They've actually shipped so far for the third quarter 61,000 units. They say they're still going to sell about 228,000 to 235,000 motorcycles worldwide in 2011. And then one of the companies that's remade themselves in a very interesting ad campaign is Domino's Pizza. You know, they basically admitted their pizza was terrible. They publicized the complaints they've had from consumers, and they've changed their pizza recipe and advertised it heavily, showing up in their numbers. Third quarter net up 33%, beat what Wall Street expected, revenue up 8%, and same-store sales up 3%. And then lastly, one of the companies that I follow because they sell stuff that some people would say is kind of boring, and that's W.W. Grainger. You know, they sell supplies to industry, to construction, et cetera. Their numbers, record numbers for the third quarter. Sales of $2.1 billion up 11%. Net earnings up 21%. So what we are seeing is this. We're seeing a mixed bag, but we also are seeing that some of those core companies, Harley-Davidson, Domino's Pizza, and Grainger, are saying that maybe it's not quite as bad as we might see if we just look at the headlines.
Yeah, and a lot of those three companies are right here in town doing pretty well, I think.
Absolutely. Granger has a location here. Of course, they have a lot of industry and construction that they service right here.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could reach John by calling 782-2527, 479-782-2527. Or call or just email him if you'd like, John Taylor at sternag.com.